What is fun? Let me spell it for you.
Friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
Down here in the deep blue sea.
H for frolic through all the flowers.
U is for ukulele.
N is for nose picking,
cherry gum and sun licking here with my best buddy.
You guys free
alcohol. Yeah.
Cheers, brother.
Is it a free alcohol?
That cheers to the free alcohol. I still ain't stirred this shit up, so it's still gonna be extra strong.
I know it is. I see all of that sitting on top.
I do too.
Don't have a sip.
Take it down.
Take one more sip.
Drink it down.
One more sip.
Drink it down.
That's what friends are for.
There we go. What you think about that?
It looked like it's mixing, and you're over making a mess.
But maybe the ice was melting, and that's what was at the top.
You think that was serious with the alcohol?
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Anyway.
Go ahead, have a sip.
Oh, tip something.
So much better, right?
Oh, that's better.
See?
That's much better. So you were right.
I know.
The alcohol was sitting at the top of that. Who taught you that?
Alcohol.
Oh. everybody who knows how to drink.
Exactly. So...
So what's been up, man? You know what? It's been a minute. And you know what? And since the last time when I lost all the shows.
You lost all of it.
Everything.
Well, I mean, we have it all on YouTube and
thank God
for that. But you can't make any small.
I lost everything.
You didn't lose everything. You just lost the footage.
I lost everything.
You lost all our footage.
No, but you know what? To be honest with you, man, some of it is starting to back up. So apparently I did have some of the finished shows in the cloud. And so we do have some of that stuff. So it's starting. It's coming back. I know.
Hey, man. Okay. Hey, yeah. So, all right. You think they don't care about this shit?
I don't give a fuck.
I'm just letting you know.
You think that people care about...
And if they were watching, they just hit... They just closed it right there.
They just stopped it right in the middle. While I was mid sentence, it just zipped.
Yep, they hit that X button in the top right corner.
That a bitch.
They probably hit unsubscribe too.
Well, that's your fault.
My fault.
It's that head shape. Look at it. Look what it looked like on the camera. That big ass head. Look like a.
No, you didn't.
Oh yeah, my head.
Eight and three quarters.
Right. Shit.
I tried one of your hats though. I ain't never put a hat on that wobble when I do this.
You did this, the hat still sitting still. You moving in the middle of it. Shit.
Well, your hat's so big, it had a chin strap.
But I didn't realize that my head was that big neither. But you know what? That hat was not a prop. It was for a party.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I was bigger. And so my head was bigger.
I ain't never heard somebody
lose. Me neither.
They head. Not a lot. Ooh, no. I lost weight in my head.
Dog, I'm going to show you. You know what? Hold on. Time out. Y'all, we going to pause for the calls. As a matter of fact, hey, man, we going to. I want to start doing these little commercials for people. You know what I mean? And so let's do a commercial right now while I go get one of these hats.
Okay, we'll go get a hat.
Hey, this is Babyface Dooley Mac. The rawest asshole that should have been on season one, but we ain't going to get into all that. Because this right here is my submission for Hoochie Daddy season 2 coming live straight out of Dallas, Texas. Damn, I almost failed to catch myself. Hold on, wait.
I just pulled up. Yeah, I just finished my interview for Hoochie Daddy season 2.
All right, bet. Come on.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic.
Big head ass motherfucker. When you was in high school, you was ahead of your class. They got a new Simpsons character after you. Domer Simpson. And then Eddie Murphy came out of retirement to start doing comedy. Yeah, they call your ass Hedy Murphy. For all you Mavericks fans, they don't have Cedric Sabalas anymore. It's Hedrick Sabalas over here playing fucking shooting guard.
Nobody's over here playing.
Nobody's
at all.
What's your What's your favorite shampoo?
Head and Shoulders.
We keep it rolling.
But look at this.
Stretched out ass turtlenecks.
Right. Put this hat on. Hat big as a bitch. Dog, I can show you pictures of me with that hat on. Let me put it on. I'm going to show you. It's too big.
It's too.
And I see, the thing is with me, I have these inserts to make hats fit. But when you put those in and you put the hat on,
it look weird, don't it?
It looks like the hat is just sitting because you got that little black space that starts coming through. Same with this hat. Put it on.
Why? They all the same size?
No, I think some smaller. But these are some nice ass hats, and I can't even wear them anymore.
God, boy.
I know. You can at least stick one finger in on one side for sure. But they're nice hats. But I can't even wear them. Can't even wear them, man. We'll just post.
You lost weight and your head.
And my head got smaller. I don't know why.
You taking that Dick Gregory?
Hey, that's all it is to it. Don't wait. Start right now. You can do it. I know. I've been there, and it ain't pretty. Available at GNC and most
delicious.
I ain't never heard of somebody losing weight and their head size get smaller.
Me neither. But I'm telling you, I went from wearing a bigger hat to wearing a smaller hat.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy shit. But anyway,
it's crazy shit, man.
But either way, I ain't mean nothing.
So what's been going on with you, man?
Shit.
That's it?
That's it.
Nothing?
Hey, man, you know what? I had somebody.
I was going to say, don't say that. Let me ask you a question.
Not yet. That's later. But I had somebody that asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that you and I should talk about salt.
S-A-L-T?
Yeah.
Like, that you put on your food?
Yeah, that salt.
Or the game.
Game?
You putting salt in your game? Come on.
Oh, no.
Mock-ass mocks. Trick-ass mocks. Punk bitches and skip-scap skanks and scallywags. Hoes, heifers, hee-haws, and hooly-hoos.
What? Table salt?
Yeah.
Pink or white?
Be the white.
Okay. The fuck? I love it. I put it on everything. High blood pressure, hypertension.
Yeah.
The main killer of black people.
An old woman's breasts.
Things that sag.
An invitation.
They should accept.
No! The flavoring. What else is there to talk about? Salt. You put a little Epsom in your tub. I don't know.
All right. Well, that's good. All right. Well, so what's next?
We got it.
We did it.
Okay. We talked about
salt. We talked about salt.
I even liked the movie. Angelina Jolie.
Three times.
Salt. She's a cold ass motherfucker, boy.
I like salt and pepper. Shit. I'm just saying so.
Tastes a little salt right there.
Right. There you go. What I don't like is salty people.
True.
But people are salty.
Mm-hmm.
Like salty, you're made of salt.
Salty
so,
pussy.
So everybody's gonna be salty.
Salty pussy.
I don't know about no salty pussy. You know. Can't recall. Yeah.
You be like salty.
Man, I don't know.
Speechless.
Yeah.
Speechless.
No, but anyway. But anyway, I'm that's enough about salt. So salt, we get it. Yay, salt. Okay.
So I was in there thinking the other day, and me and my wife were talking, and I forgot what show we were watching, and the number of sex partners came up, right?
Right.
So first I want to know, I'm gonna ask you, do you know your number, or how accurate do you remember? You know, as far as if you say your number is 15, how accurate would you say that is to it? Because, you know, we're in our late 40s.
Right.
My memory goes. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember your number? Do you know your number?
Yeah. I've only been with one person. After another.
Okay.
No, you know what?
One person.
I think that I do. I mean, because you know, it's not like that. That I have a high number. You know, I don't have a lot of bodies on me. So, yeah, I mean, I think I know my body.
Selective with your sticking, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that everyone was. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think that people were just out just sticking just to be sticking?
Yeah. I mean.
Hello?
No.
Whoa. No, I mean, motherfucker got some standards.
Right? Yeah, you can have some standards. Yeah. When you was 19 to 20, you had all kind of standards.
Really? No,
my standards. Exactly, you lying motherfucker.
No, I don't know. But do you know your body count?
Mm-mm.
You don't?
Yeah, I do. It's like 25.
I mean, I ain't asked what it was. I'm just saying. 7 or 25? 19. Oh.
33.
Okay, so you don't know.
400.
100. What the?
Just hurry up. I'm just pulling that lotto number right now.
What was the basketball player's name that was out there like that?
Wilt Chamberlain?
Was that Wilt?
Yeah, Wilt the Stilt.
Yeah, you out there like that.
Hey, man.
I mean, what was his body count?
It was like the Vietnam War.
Right, just body.
He was out there
everybody. Like our mama's probably got fucked by him.
She may have.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I don't know. I'm just saying they was in the streets. I don't know about being in the streets like in the hood. Like
one of her sons came out taller than everybody else.
Uh-oh. Well.
That's terrible. I'm just playing. But so here's my why do you think that is so important though? Because you know women always ask you that question. You know,
I've never had anybody ask.
Never had a woman ask you that question.
Not one person has ever asked me that.
I'm just curious why is that number so important? Because it doesn't define you. Maybe that was a moment in your life where you were like, "Hey, you know what? I'm single, I'm out, and I'm having fun."
Now,
if I'm attractive and I just happen to get lucky more than other folks,
than the average person,
why not? As long as you protected, you safe,
right?
Man, why not go on? You know, stick and move.
I mean, I feel you.
As long as both parties agree.
Yeah, as long as you ain't raping nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
But, dog, I was watching this show the other day.
They was raping.
Well, what was it? It was called Unwell or some shit like that on Netflix. You know, I watch
some weird-ass shit.
I watch some shit, dogs. And so, but anyway, so they were talking about tantric sex. You know what tantric sex is, right?
Well, you're not touching somebody. You kind of just
it's
chakras and they chi. And
well, it's a lot of different ways to do it. It's a lot of different ways. So they were talking about this one particular guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of his shit.
Was
raping
tantric
women.
I was going to say to be tantric.
Well, no, he was a tantric like teacher. But in his studies, he was teaching people that if you got to do this in order to be loved and blah, blah, blah. And if this person is putting themselves on you, it's because they love you even more.
I love this. Yeah. Stop it. Oh, no, it's because I love you.
Right. You be quiet. I love you.
Mm-mm.
All right.
You would think.
See, you ain't right though.
Let's change this up. That shit went dark real quick.
Hello? Is anybody there? This is Mike's
Furniture Furniture. We gonna flip the script.
Yeah, let's flip it.
Yeah,
flip it. So slap it up, flip it, and rub it down.
Think back and tell me what your worst experience was. It didn't even have to be the act of the sex itself.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been like leading up to it, trying to, you know, almost did.
Okay, listen.
Here we go. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a story?
Oh, you know I do.
Okay, because I got to think about it.
Okay.
because the thing is that I have one that comes to mind right away, but I don't know if I want to say anything about it. And you know what? And it wasn't that it was. Wait, what's the question? The question is that the
it could, I said, what's your worst story?
The worst story. Okay, so it wasn't that it was the worst story. It was just, it was shocking as fuck.
Okay. What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Man, this radio, it don't matter.
I know it's radio.
If you offend somebody, hey, guess what? It happened. It's life. You were a part of it. So we could.
I'm gonna tell you,
may have told the story too.
I doubt they told the story.
Is that bad?
Yeah,
I want to hear it. Whatever.
I'm gonna tell the story. I'm not gonna.
Oh shit!
I'm just. I got a good ass.
You said, bro.
No.
I put it out.
Well,
there.
I mean, we were. Yes, they are.
Oh, there.
No. Not right now, they don't. No.
You sorry? I ain't sorry, because I'm going to tell my story. Man, we was in Arlington.
Damn, you going to put us in the city?
Everything. I don't care.
I'm putting you on Front Street.
I don't
Boom,
care.
Right in your face, baby.
So I'm not going to say the bar, but man, we was out there.
Oh, you can go all that far.
It's closed.
But then you can say the goddamn bar.
Okay.
What's that?
It's a restaurant.
Oh.
It was an Italian restaurant that would turn into like a little bar at night.
Okay, why you want to say that? I'm still bleeping out. Why you want to say that?
Because I didn't figure it was that damn important to say the name of the place. We was at. Yeah, does that matter? It's open. Anyway, so I'm at the bar, you know, hanging out with some friends.
Right on.
We all hanging out. You know, when alcohol takes effect, you know, if you've been drinking enough, anything, you know, looks, I ain't going to say attractive, but you like, fuck it.
You must be like in your 20s.
Yeah, I was in my 20s.
Okay, because your standards, like you said, were low.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, keep going.
No, they weren't. So we sitting there, we, next to you know, we got like a group of people around us. You know, we talking, we hanging out, we drinking, and you know, you talking, and the chick was like, hey, you know, so I was like.
Was she pretty?
I don't remember what she looked like, tell you the truth.
All right.
We exit the establishment. So she's like, well, come on.
Why didn't you just say y'all left?
We left.
Yeah.
So.
I gotta say all them extra words.
I'm trying to sound.
I left.
So we go to this motherfucker was in a van. Yeah. A van. Like the rape van. A van. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess we finna drive somewhere.
You're like, no, we're not.
We're sitting in the back.
No, it worse. We had. She climbed. In the van. Oh, she has so much shit in this van, dog.
Does she live in the van?
If this was the shit, this was the ceiling of the van. She climbed up in it. I don't even know how she climbed up in. I think she had a rope or something. And she was like, I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
You went though.
No. She got in there somehow. You know what I did?
Mm.
I closed the motherfucking doors on her ass and went back in the bar. My boys was like, man,
you that fast?
You back? You what? We thought you was. I was like, I don't even want to talk about it. That guy wasn't even worse.
I wonder who it was.
I can't tell that one. I can't tell that one.
Why you can't tell that one? You sorry, motherfucker? Can't tell you that?
I gave you one.
Oh, well, then I would have a worse story. Should I caught myself on fire one time?
That ain't had nothing to do with sex.
How you know?
What the fuck was you doing? What carnival was you at? So, speaking of fire. My grandfather used to smoke, but, you know, he's passed now. And my grandfather was paralyzed on his left side.
Okay.
So, you know, he walked with a cane, he drugged that leg and that arm. So he was babysitting me one time. So he's in there asleep, and I pulled the same kind of pyro you did. I'm lighting paper towels, but then I'm putting it in the sink and turning water on, letting it run out. Well, apparently, to turn one of them, not let it go too far. I couldn't get to the sink, so I just threw it in a trash can. Well, the trash can caught fire.
Right.
I ran out the house. He in his sleep, half paralyzed.
Dog.
I'm standing out front of his place watching this motherfucker.
House just burning down.
House burning down. He come hobbling his ass out with his cane. They finally get everything under control. Man, that man beat me. I don't know how he stood.
To beat you down.
I think he like leaned on a dresser or something. His good arm beat the shit out of my
ass. So wait. So did you burn the house down?
No, it was just like part of the... he got the trash can.
And you got a whooping that day?
I sure did. My folks, they old school. Like, they don't play. You getting it.
You in trouble.
What's the oldest you ever been with? You can tell that.
Yeah. Okay, so probably 20 years.
Different?
20-year difference.
How old were you, though?
In my 20s.
Oh, so she was only 4. That ain't bad.
You can ask that.
She on AARP.
She was.
Y'all got that Golden Corral discount?
We did. We did.
Golden Corral wings just go hard.
You know what? She was the first person to for me.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
It scared me.
I bet it did, coming out of that old-ass motherfucker.
I was like, ooh, I done cracked a leak up in this bitch. I done made a leak. Oops.
She done spilled her Depends on you.
Hey, man.
Hey, it depends.
Hold on, I'm trying to find some over. No, what's your oldest? What's the oldest you've been with?
Well, like you said, you know, it was about a 20-something year difference. So,
but were you at what, in your 20s?
I was in my 20s, yeah.
But you know what? I like older women.
That's good for you.
I do.
Now, at your age, would you?
I would.
Since you're older women?
I would.
So, 20-year difference?
I would.
Nasty.
I would. I mean, I'm attracted to older women.
If she was in her 60s.
Yeah. I mean, dog, you can't tell me that you haven't seen some 60-year-old women that's on point.
I ain't been out looking at 60-year-old women so
much.
You
can look at them on TV. You ain't got to go nowhere.
Oh, that's fake.
How that's fake? Why they got
to
be
you
fake?
You ain't finna meet them.
How you know who I'm about to meet?
How far come you can't tell me?
How come? How?
So you mean to tell me you gonna go out here on Lemon Avenue?
You possibly goddamn right well, you could. On Lemon Avenue?
Lemon Avenue, you probably could. Yeah.
That's what I'm about to say. So continue your question. And then I would just sit here and wait and say yes.
No, you was just saying so.
But no, I would. I mean, because like I said, I'm attracted to older women.
Yeah.
And I think that it may that's be because good
looking older women out there.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
So
you gonna ask me a question? Let me ask
I
you.
Sure am.
Let me ask you a question.
So say you got a partner, right? He got one of them 20-year-olds or whatever.
Right.
She called with it.
Right.
Then they split up.
Mm.
And now there's 20-year-old something after you.
Okay.
Would you? Would you sleep with one of your homeboys' exes?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Well, if that's your homeboy and that's his ex, and you showing up at now, the party or the picnic or
whatever.
Well,
you didn't ask me that. You asked me if I would sleep
would
with him.
Would you date with one of your exes?
No, I wouldn't date him.
Okay, you would just sleep with him.
Yeah, I'll sleep with him.
Well, if he found out, you think he'd be mad at you? Would he have any right to be mad at you?
Why would he be mad at me?
Mom, just asking.
I mean, now, like your wife, I wouldn't do that. But if y'all were just dating, and then, you know, like that was your girlfriend or something like that, and y'all broke up, yeah, I mean.
My question is that it's so much out there. So right. Many out there.
I just had something in common with that.
Well, why? You couldn't find nothing in common with anybody else.
I could have, but
that one
at that and time,
he,
I did.
If he had feelings and was hurt and broken about this woman,
oh no, it wouldn't be no. She wouldn't be able to call me tomorrow, and then be like, "Hey, I'm on my way over."
A week later, so, you know,
no, that's different
about you.
A week? That's enough.
I was thinking, you know, I wanted to give you some of this. Man, fuck, we wasn't that cool anyway.
No, I'll be like, oh well. Now, like I said, now if you were married or something like that, then that's different. But if you're just dating somebody, no, yeah, you know, we got another show. As a matter of fact, we're gonna show a commercial for that other show right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a raw show.
Okay,
you know what I mean. And they talk. As a matter of fact, they had a topic about this on it the other day. Okay. Here we go. We're gonna show their commercial real quick right now.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out after you're done. Then I hop in my bitch and make a quick run. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out after you're done.
If it's too hard, tell the motherfucker to pull it out.
There we go. So I want to ask you this then. Since we talking about all of this. Older right. Women, young women,
right.
Fake boobs or real boobs?
You know what? To me, it really doesn't matter because I'm not a boob person. I'm more of a butt man.
A fake butt or real butt?
Real butt. Okay. But you know what? Let me tell you something about a fake butt. Now, for some reason, the fake butt book, the fake butt sits high and the real butt sits low. So whenever it's time for that booty to settle, the real one,
mm-hmm.
that fake booty is still up high and the new booty, I mean the old booty, hey, so sags.
You got two booties?
Yeah. You've never seen that?
No, I have not.
Doug.
So what if they was twerking? Would it be like?
I don't know what would happen. It would be like a... Like
what is old women or young women? With
they
the
were young. Well, you know, women our age that's had the booties.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so now the
bootyectomy.
Yeah, yeah. So now the real booty is starting to settle. You know that age starting to.
So you can't go in and have the fake booty readjusted, or you
I
can't.
I don't know. I'm sure you could
go and lift the old booty.
I would hope so.
Put the new booty underneath the old booty.
Just kind of push it up.
Yeah, that way the old booty sit on top and the new booty down there.
A push up booty. Bra.
There you go.
But now, what would you think? Fake boobs or real boobs? Because apparently you a boob man.
No, I'm not. I'm a leg man, tell you the truth. Okay. I love nice legs.
Okay.
So, which legs lead to the ass?
And the feet.
Oh, don't.
So, see, you just.
I prefer real boobs feet. Over fake boobs.
Okay.
So, but.
But you know,
and I don't have a problem with fake boobs.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that like I don't have a problem with mm-hmm. boobs at all.
When they doing this,
yeah,
and all I see is skin move.
Right. See, there you go. Like,
made me want to go back to the gym. Now you hit a spot. Feet.
Yeah.
Do ugly feet matter?
Mm-hmm.
You don't care. You ain't fucking their feet.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I don't give a shit.
You gotta have pretty feet.
You can't be around me with no ugly feet.
What your feet look like though?
My feet look all right.
Let me see. Put them on the screen.
I ain't finna put my feet on the screen. What's wrong with you?
Put them up. Let me see.
Ain't. Let me see. AINT.
I ain't. No, but so do you take care of your feet?
Do I go get manicures and pedicures and all of that? Pedicures? No, I don't get pedicures. I cut my toenails and I use a little. You know, the buffer.
The saw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do all that. But no, I don't go and.
Why don't you go get them done?
I never think about it. You know, it's not like I'm sitting there in my day to day going, you know, I need to go get my toes done.
You should just have it automatically set up.
I ain't got time for that.
Boy, you got time for
I'm
shit
sure
to do.
I do, but guess
you
what?
You go to the grocery store every damn day and you can't go get your toes done.
That's not for me, though.
Who it's for?
For my kids. Make sure they eat.
So you don't eat?
I do.
So it's for you too.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. Thank you.
But nah, man. But nah, if you got some bad ones,
mm-hmm.
you got some. Man, I remember there was one chick I knew.
Mm-hmm.
These were the ugliest motherfucking feet I ever seen in my life. So she had that hammer that
off
that,
to the side, that the bunion.
Knuckle, that bunion.
Right.
And then her first toe, but then her second toe was longer than the first toe.
So she had toes that were made for pointy-toed shoes.
So I guess so. It was like the bunion, the first toe stopped, and then the second toe was longer, and then the second toe hit this hook on it.
See?
So it was like this, and she hit this. And when I saw it...
What was going on with her feet?
I don't fucking know. All that she wore, like, them big... I don't even remember how to explain these boots. It was back in the day. Remember they used to wear them heels? The whole shoe looked like Herman Monster. We were sitting on the couch watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she had gotten barefoot. I don't recall it.
The chick?
Yeah.
All right.
So we sitting there on the couch. We got, you know, blanket watching the movie. And she was like, "Ooh, are you getting a little hot?" I was like, "I mean, I'm all right. I'm good." You know, so she like kind of pulled the covers back, you know, and let her feet get some air.
Right.
And when them motherfuckers caught wind.
Uh-oh.
I was like, who calling me?
I gotta go.
I was like, what? Yeah, who? What? They did? Oh, no. I gotta go. She was like, what is it? I said, they got it. Who they got? They got it. I gotta go. I left so fast out that house.
Off because of her feet.
And I never looked back. She was very pretty.
But them feet.
Oh, my God. That'll change your whole life. You change religion over them feet.
Be like, shit, apparently it did because... You tripped the fuck out.
I did, because I had to get the fuck away from them. They looked like they was possessed. You had to throw some holy water and do an exorcism on them toes.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. Have you ever peed in a cup before?
Take a urine sample, yeah.
Well, no, I'm just knowing, like, if you were, like, taking a road trip or something like that. And
oh, yeah, I peed and get plenty of Gatorade bottles.
Like, okay, and, like, what about, like a Yeti cup or something like that? Have you ever peed in one of those?
No, Yeti wasn't around when I was making road trips like that.
Okay, so have you ever accidentally taken a sip of it before?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Wow, you'd have drank your own urine.
Dog, I'm going to tell you something, dog. So, I have multiple of these cups, okay?
You've been drinking your own urine multiple times.
No. You shut the fuck up, all right?
Oh, pissy ass drinking.
So, listen, check it, though.
I like it because it's sterile.
It's mine. All natural.
That's disgusting.
No, but check it. So one day, because I sometimes if I'm driving, you know, if I have to pee, I got to pee. You know what I mean? So, sometimes I'll pour the water out the cup.
Pull over.
And I'll pee in the cup.
Pull over.
I'm not peeing outside. I'm not doing that. I'm peeing in my cup. I'm in my car. All right. So one day, peed in a cup.
It wasn't just one day. It was several times. But one of these occasions.
One of these particular days. Let me take a sip of my water.
You sure?
You see?
Is it warm? Is it frothy?
Mm-mm, it's good. So one day, I peed in a cup. Then I came and brought it in the house because I don't, you know, I normally pour it in the toilet and then I will clean it out, right?
So you brought the piss in your house?
In the house.
Why would you just pour the piss out when you got out the car?
Because when
you
I was here,
asking
because
for
I'm not gonna pour piss out in my driveway. I mean,
why?
I'm not doing that.
Dogs piss in your driveway?
I'm not doing it. So next day, I'm getting ready to leave.
So you let that piss sit on the counter the whole day?
No day. You know, so it's sitting there. So I'm getting ready to leave. So I grab my cup and I'm done. Run over to the sink.
You ain't throw up. You just.
I just spit it out.
Did you clean the cup then?
Yeah.
I bet the fuck you did.
I did.
So here's my question to you. So you said you brought the cup in, and this time. You forgot to pour it out. No, you didn't. You done drank some piss before.
Nah, that was my first time.
I'm just curious why you feel like it's not okay to pour the piss out as soon as you get out the car.
Because.
Or why are you riding down the road? You can't just.
I'm not splash that shit on my ride.
So you'd rather take the chance?
I did it for this long. Just that one day, I forgot to pour out the pee pee.
You ain't forgot since, huh?
No, I hadn't done it since. I probably won't do it no more.
What, pee in a cup?
That's horrible, man. You know what? Have you ever had like a dream before? And like the dream while you're dreaming it makes sense. But whenever you are, when you wake up and start telling somebody the dream, you'll be like, "What? That doesn't even make no goddamn sense."
No, because most time, unless it's something that's, you know, where I can explain it and it makes sense.
Right.
Most time I don't remember it.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, see, I remember my dreams like a motherfucker.
Oh, no, I say I do. And the ones when I explained it, they're like, damn, that was fucked up. Or, you know, but they don't go, huh?
I want you to do me a favor.
Mm-mm.
Okay. I want you to, right when I give this to you, start reading this first line.
Out loud.
Out loud. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go.
I logged off Twitter for a couple of healthy hours on Friday.
No, not that line. The first line at the top, motherfucker.
Oh, rumors about former First Lady Nancy Reagan having the best blowjob game in Hollywood MGM back lots have resurfaced.
They said that Nancy Reagan
had the best head game
in
Hollywood.
They called her a throat goat.
Damn.
Nancy Reagan, though.
Nancy Reagan, the throat goat. Nancy got that gawk gawk 3000.
Gawk gawk 3000.
I've clearly missed some crucial breaking news and classic Friday news dump that spawned memes all weekend. Former Miss First Lady Nancy Reagan.
It's an old story, but.
Damn. Nancy being in pornos. Ah, ah,
gawk gawk.
I hate that sound, too.
I don't.
I'm just.
Hey, okay. But yeah, old Nancy Reagan, dog. Can you believe that shit?
I can believe it because, you know, remember, her husband, you know, was a movie star.
Right. She was too.
So she was all, you know, they used to do that powder, that white stuff, you know, back in the day. So they'd be out there partying and.
Right. But no, I understand all that shit. But I'm just saying.
See her.
Just being.
Sweet old Nancy.
Just giving the best head.
Just hot.
Just going at it. Just killing it.
You never know, man. Hey.
I mean, not. Apparently, she been going at it.
Maybe been able to pop it. Got that loose, juicy booty. Who knows?
That juicy. That, what is it? Juicy Lucy. Juicy Lucy.
Dog, I had one of them that day.
She was good, wasn't it?
She was delicious.
I told you, said, I ain't going to never eat no damn burger with no cheese in the middle running down all my. Yeah.
Well, it didn't do that. It didn't do that.
Okay, but.
But it was a good burger.
I told you. Now I'm a,
you got any GTGs?
So when you go to a restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
On the menu.
Right.
Like if you go to like the Buffalo Wild Wings, Hooters, all of that, you'll see bone-in wings and boneless wings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what is a boneless wing but a chicken nugget dipped in the same fucking sauce that the regular wing is? So why the fuck you call it a boneless wing? That ain't no goddamn wing. If you got a boneless wing, I want a wing that you done took the bone out.
and then,
here you go. Here's your boneless wing.
So how would that look?
I don't know, but stop lying to me talking about, oh, that's a boneless wing. No, it ain't. You just put that? Some sauce on a chicken nugget.
So is that, what is a chicken nugget?
What? They just take chicken breast, chicken thigh, whatever meat.
And combine them together. So that's what a boneless chicken wing is?
I guarantee it's a chicken nugget.
But what if it's all the chicken wing? What if it's all the chicken wing bunched up together?
Who gonna take all the bone out of a chicken wing?
I don't know.
How big is a chicken wing? Now I want some chicken wings. Damn it.
I thought you wanted the Lucy Juicy.
I want that. I was thinking about cooking some ribeyes tonight. Now I want some chicken wings. I had chicken wings yesterday. Yeah, I had chicken wings yesterday.
Then why you want them today?
Because it sounds good. I'm hungry. I told you before we started I was hungry.
You did, too.
Anything sounds good right now.
And I ate a whole meal right in front of your face.
You left me the chips and salsa.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it because me and we snacked.
Yeah.
But think about that, though. You're going to charge me wing prices for chicken nuggets. That shit's gotta go.
That I never thought about.
That shit's gotta go.
See you next week, brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for watching A Fist of Sunscreen. We will see you next week.